Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne with some classy tunes from the best 50 years of the 20th century. We call it the class of 19, any time of any year, from the 40s to the 80s. And a big welcome to the class of 1947, a time in our nation's history when riding the rails was the fashionable way to travel. And there were a lot of rails to choose from. Just listen.
I know you heard of the Chattanooga choo-choo, the Rock Island, the New York Central, the New Haven and Hartford, the Pennsylvania, the Missouri Pacific, the Southern Pacific, the Northern Pacific is terrific. Oh, but Jack, you heard of the IC and the Santa Fe, but you gotta take a ride on the TP. I'm biding time aboard the Texas and Pacific. Past Big D didn't stay about a half an hour to be specific. Cowtown's just a short way, heading southwest on the Texas and Pacific. Big wheels clacking around, all the sights that I take in are quite terrific. I'm West Texas bound. Say, Mr. Porter, I've wired my gal, she's waiting in El Paso for me. Say, Mr. Porter, that's pickles no less. My studsin' needs a dustin' and my pants need a press. I guess I'll have to find a half to tip to Porter. 15 minutes, he says, when I arrive, we'll take a trip across the border. Honeymoon in Juarez, cause the TP special gets me there and much less.
And there's your introduction to the Texas and Pacific Railroad, not one of the better known names, but definitely one that provided a number one hit for Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. Now, the number one record of the year, 1947, belongs to Francis Craig, and it is the legendary Near You, which is my favorite place to be.
Heaven to be near you. happens when we're apart. I can't face my heart. Say you'll never stray more than just two lips away. If my life could be spent near you, I'd be more than content near you. Come true by telling me that you want to spend all your days near me.
But by only you, I shouldn't be so crazy about you. But what can I do? This feeling has me sighing. My dreams you're magnifying, but they don't ever come true. Oh, can't you love me just a wee bit little? 'Cause I want to be loved, but by only you. I want to be loved,
I want to be loved,
but by only you,
but by only you.
I shouldn't be so crazy about you. But what can I do? This feeling has me sighing. My dreams you're magnifying, but they don't ever come. Just a wee bit little, 'cause I want to be loved, but by only you. I want to be hugged real tight, kissed day and night, but by only you.
Savannah Churchill and the Four Tunes with a little harmony in the background, and I Want to Be Loved. And this is Jerry Osborne right here on KPTZ 91.9. And on with the class of 47 with Mr. Tex Williams. And smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette, but not near me.
Now, I'm a feller with a heart of gold, with the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of a feller that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, the guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now, it ain't 'cause that I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same at a petting party or a poker game. Everything's gotta stop while they have that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. Now in a game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was doing me right. The kings and the queens, they just kept on coming round. Then I got a full and I bet it high, but my bluff didn't work on a certain guy. He just kept on a-raising and a-laying the money down. Now he'd raise me and I'd raise him. I sweated blood, I got a sink or swim. He finally called and then didn't raise the bet. I said, "Ace is full, pal, how about you?" And he said, "Well, I'll tell you in just a minute or two, but right now I just gotta have a cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette." The other night I had a date with the cutest little girl in the 48 states, a hybrid uptown fancy little date. Now she said she loved me and it seemed to me that things were just about like they ought to be, so hand in hand we strolled down Lover's Lane. She was oh so far from a chunk of ice and our smooching party was going real nice, so help me Hannah, I think I'd have been there yet. But I give her a kiss and a little squeeze and she said, "Tex, excuse me please, but I just gotta have another cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette."
This is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ, and the soundtrack of your life continues with the Class of 1947. And among the songs of that year comes one from Nat King Cole, and one of his more unusual ones at that. There are a lot of different ways to say I love you, but get a load of this one. Chemo, chymo, spare, oh spare. Mahi, maho, ma rump stick a pumpernickel. Soup bang, nipcat, poly mitch a cameo. That's it. That's all you have to do. And the message gets through loud and clear.
Chemo, chymo, stare, stare. My, my ho, my rump stick, a pump, a nickel, soup, bang, nip, cat, poly, mitch, a cameo. I love you. Chemo, chymo, stare, stare. My, my ho, my rump stick, a pump, a nickel, soup, bang, nip, cat, poly, mitch, a cameo. I love you. Once a great magician taught me what to say, so now I'll use these magic words to steal your heart away. Chemo, chymo, stare, stare, my high, my ho, my rump stick, a pump, a nickel, soup, bang, nip, cat, poly, mitch, a cameo, I love you. Once a great magician taught me what to say, so now I'll use these magic words to steal your heart away. Chemo, chymo, stare, stare, my high, my ho, my rump, stick, a pump, a nickel, soup, bang, nip, cat, poly, mitch, a cameo, I love you. Chemo, chymo, stare, stare, my high, my ho, my rump, a stick, a pump, a nickel, soup, bang, nip, cat, poly, mitch, cameo, I love you, I love you. You see what I mean?
There's the great Nat King Cole and Chemo Chymo, subtitled The Magic Song. Next on KPTZ, we dig out one of the funny songs of 1947 from that great songwriter Hoagy Carmichael, And this one has him in a humorous situation that can only be explained by himself. It's titled Huggin' and Chalkin'. So get your piece of chalk and follow along.
I got a gal who's mighty sweet, big blue eyes and tiny feet. Her name is Rosabel McGee, and she tips the scales at 303 OG. But ain't it grand to have a gal so big and fat that when you go to hug her, you don't know where you're at? You have to take a piece of chalk in your hand and hug away and chalk a mark to see where you began one day. I was a huggin' and a chalkin' and a chalkin' and a huggin' away when I met another fella with some chalk in his hand, a-comin' around the other way over the mountain, a-comin' around the other way. Nobody ever said I'm weak. My bones don't ache, my joints don't creak. But I grow pale and I get limp every time I see my baby blimp. Oh, gee. But ain't it grand to have a gal so big and fat that when you go to hug her,
you don't know where you're at? You have to take a piece of chalk in your hand and hug a bit and chalk a mark to see where you began.
One day I was a huggin' and a chalkin' and a beggin' her to be my bride.
When I met another fella with some chalk in his hand,
a-comin' around the other side.
Over the mountain,
a-comin' around the other side. She's a mile wide,
chalkin' up a mark down in Yellowstone Park.
When I met another fella with some chalk in his hand, a-comin' around the other side.
Over the mountain, over the great divide.
Yes, indeed. He is the same Hoagy Carmichael who wrote Stardust, but he also could turn out a humorous tune like Huggin' and a-Chalkin' from the class of 47. Now, in that same great year that we're saluting, Ella Fitzgerald teamed with the Delta Rhythm Boys, and they had a top 10 hit with I Love You for Sentimental Reasons. Yes, it's the same song that was a big hit for Sam Cooke years later.
I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I'll give you my heart. Alone were meant to be. Please give your loving heart to me and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning, dream of you every darling. I'm never lonely. Whenever you're inside, I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart.
I think of you every morning, dream of you every night.
sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me.
I've given you my heart.
No one can take the place of you.
I've given you my heart.
That's Ella and the Fellas, and For Sentimental Reasons. And this is Jerry on KPTZ, and what do you say we kind of tag along with Dean as he chaperones his baby back home?
Gee, but it's great after being out late, walking my baby back home. Arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home. We go along harmonizing a song, or I'm reciting a poem. Owls go by and they give me the eye, walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile, snuggles her head to my chest. We start into bed, and that's when I get her talcum all over my vest. After I kind of straighten my tie, she has to borrow my comb. One kiss, then I continue again, walking my baby back home.
You know, she's afraid of the dark, so I have to park right outside of the door until it's light. She says if I try to kiss her, she'll cry, so I dry her tears all through the night.
La da da dee, la da dee da da dee, la la da dee, la da dee, la da 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 da. We stop for a while. She gives me a smile, snuggles her head to my chest. We start into bed, and that's when I get her talcum all over my vest. After I kind of straighten my tie, she has to borrow the comb. One kiss, then I continue again, walking my baby back home, walking my baby back home.
Dino's 1947 version of Walkin' My Baby Back Home. And that became a hit again in the mid-50s by Mr. Johnny Ray. Now from our Words of Wisdom department, we have Julia Lee. And she recommends that when you hear a knock on the door, you better answer it. It could be opportunity knocking. And if that's the case, you want to snatch it and grab it. This will all make more sense when she starts singing.
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it, better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Grab it in the east, grab it in the west, grab it in the place where you hold it best. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it, better snatch and grab it before it gets away. it on the right, grab it in the middle and hold it tight. Snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Grab it up high, grab it down low. Grab it real tight, don't let it go. Snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Hot. Grab it in the place where you grab a lot. You better snatch and grab it. Snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Grab it in the morning, grab it in the night. Hold it, baby, and hold it tight. You better snatch and grab it. Snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away.
Julia Lee and her boyfriends, and some good advice, snatch and grab it, Nuff said. Now back to the humorous songs from 1947. Hey, the big war was over and everyone wanted to hear happy songs. So here's one by the Pearl Trio with a very funny set of lyrics. It's titled The Automobile Song.
A couple once were seated in a little motor car. They were sweethearts and they didn't care who knew. They were holding hands together as the motor loudly roared, and the price of gas went up to 22. He was an automobile mechanic, working steady throughout the year. And in terms of his profession, he whispered in her ear, "Will you love me when my carburetor's busted? Will you love me when I cannot shift my gear? Will you love me when I need a new condenser? When my clutch begins to slip, will you shed tears? Will you love me when my battery needs recharging? Will you love me when my pump is on the blink? When I haven't got a cent and my connecting rod is bent? Will you love me when my jalopy is a wreck? Will you love me when my vacuum cup is empty? Will you love me when my rear end's worn and torn? Will you love me when my rim rod's old and rusty? Will you love me when I cannot blow my horn? Will you love me when my inner tube is busted? Will you love me when my tank begins to leak? When the junk man says no use, and me nuts and bolts are loose? Will you love me when my jalopy is a wreck? Oh, will you love me when my carburetor is busted? Will you love me when I cannot shift my gear? Will you love me when I need a new condenser? When my clutch begins to slip, will you shed tears? Will you love me when my battery needs recharging? Will you love me when my pump is on the blink? When I haven't got a cent and my connecting rod is bent? Will you love me when my jalopy is a wreck, oh babe? Love me when my jalopy is a wreck.
They call themselves the Pearl Trio, and it's the automobile song. And it's just loaded with automobile references, huh? This is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ 91.9 in Port Townsend. And of course, on kptz.org, you can hear it all over the world. And I think that includes Mississippi.
I don't want to miss Mississippi anymore. I don't want to miss Mississippi by the shore. I wanna go there. I wanna go where life was heavenly before. I don't wanna dream about the river I adore. I don't wanna dream. Dreams don't help me anymore. I've got a shack there. I'm going back there where the sippy greets the shore. Say I'm homesick, got the blues. Call it anything you choose, but this yearning about returning is something I can't lose. I don't wanna miss Mississippi anymore. I don't wanna miss all the folks I'm longing for. I'm tired of roaming. I long for home in Mississippi by the shore.
There's the great Mildred Bailey, and she needs no introduction, but now I have someone I'd like to introduce you to. This is Amanda from the Winterlings.
KPTZ, Port Townsend.
And now, one more introduction for the great Merle Travis.
So round, so firm, so fully packed. That's my gal, so complete from front to back. That's my pal, toasted by the sun, and I'm a son of a gun. If she don't make my 5 o'clock shadow, come around at one. You can bet your boots I'd walk a mile through the snow just to see her toothbrush smile. They mention on the radio, if you don't think she's a lot of fun, just ask the man that owns one. So round, so firm, so fully packed, that's my gal. She's just like a money back guarantee. Like a barfly goes for drink, like the Bobby Sox goes for Frank. And just like Jesse James would go for money in the bank. From head to foot, she's perfect size. She's a whiz, always wears a 45 gun, that is. She's got the look that's so impressive. She's got the pose that's so refreshing. So round, so firm, so fully packed. That's my gal. She's done told me that I'm top hand. It won't be long till she wears my brand. So round, so firm, so fully packed. That's my gal.
The multi-talented Merle Travis and So Round, So Firm, and So Fully Packed. Now there's somebody looking for Richard to open the door. And hey, I'm here alone.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door, Richard. Hey, Dick! Open that door!
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Now, here I am standing, digging in my hip pocket. And here I am standing, scratching in my pants pocket. And I'm out here groping in my coat pocket. But, man, I don't know. I just can't find that key. I don't know.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Now, here it's 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm just getting home. Now, that's a drag. I should have been home 11 o'clock. Well, I know. I left my key home. I know that. So I'm going to have to wake up Richard. He's my roommate. You know, he's a real great cat. He's my roommate. I got to wake him up. I know that. Well, here I am at home now. So I'll Richard and see if I can get him. Hey, Richard. Richard, I guess I better knock on the door. Richard, open the door. Richard, open the door. You know, I'm telling you about this cat. When he sleeps, man. He's what we call a 20th century Rip Van Winkle. That cat falls asleep and he dies. I tell you another, Richard, open the door. It's getting kind of cold out there. Open, Richard. I put up my coat collar. You know, I tell you about Richard. You know, we was out in California one time. And we went in looking for a room. Went in this mad hotel. And we got upstairs and opened the door and turned on the light. And there on the middle of the bed sat this great big mouse eating an onion and crying like a baby. Man, we went through a lot of stuff. Richard, open the door. It's getting cold out here. It's getting cold, Richard. Richard. Richard, open the door.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Now, Richard, my boy, he should open that door. Cause I had so much to tell him. I'm out here caught the croup. My legs stopped to droop and went bloop-de-bloop. It's cold. Cold. Richard, now why didn't Richard open that door?
Another number one song from the class of 47 by the Three Flames, one of several different versions of Open the Door, Richard. What do you say we keep it going with some more of that piano music?
As a man can be.
'Cause I haven't been myself since you said goodbye to me. Yes, I wrote my gal a letter, and this is what I had to say. Yes, I wrote my gal a letter, and this is what I had to say. Man, you know how I feel if you ever had a gal like me. I said, let me hear from you, baby, let me hear from you right away. Yes, let me hear from you, baby, please let me hear from me. 'Cause I haven't been myself, baby, since you went away. When you were here with me, baby, I took you for a square, and now I'm biting off my nails and pulling out my hair. Biting me, honey. Yes, just ride me, baby. Yes, I'm walking around in circles, but it ain't no fault of mine. Yes, keep walking around in circles, but it ain't no fault of mine. I miss you so much, you've been gone such a long, long time. Can't eat, sleep, I'm pacing the floor. You got me doing things, baby, that I never did before.
It's been a long time, baby, since
well, I've been baby.
You. So darn worried, don't know
yes,
what to
do. Honey.
The neighbors say that I'm blowing
well,
my top.
Yeah.
'Cause the mailman passes and he never stops.
So
write me a letter, say,
I won't be myself till you hurry on to me.
Another one of those bird groups has flown into the studio here tonight. Those are the Ravens, and Write Me a Letter. Now we've got one of the all-time classics from Louis Jordan and his incomparable version of Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens.
One night Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Down in the hen house something stirred when he shouted, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around, shaking the ground. You're kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. Oh, there ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Thank you. it's a busy day. We got things to do, we got eggs to lay, we got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Hey, hey, boss man, what do you say? It's easy pickings. There ain't nobody here but us chickens.
And you know I wouldn't forget the Mills Brothers' biggest hit in 1947, which was...
Across the alley from the Alamo lived a pinto pony and a Navajo who sang a sort of Indian idaho to the people passing by.
The pinto spent his time a-swishing flies and the Navajo watched the lazy skies and very rarely did they ever rest their eyes
on the people passing by. One day they went a-walking along the railroad track. They were swishing, not a-looking, toot, toot.
They never came back. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the summer sun decides to settle low, a fly sings an Indian hearty-ho
to the people passing by.
Across the alley from the Alamo lived a pinto, a pony, and a Navajo who used to bake friolis in cornmeal dough
for the people passing by.
They thought that they would make some easy bucks by washing their friolis in does and lux. A pair of very conscientious clucks
to the people passing by. Then they took this cheap vacation. The shoes were polished bright. No, they never heard the whistle. Toot, toot.
They're clear out of sight. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the starlight beams its tender glow, the beans go to sleep and then there ain't no dough
for the people passing by. One day they went a-walking along the railroad track. They were swishing, not a-looking, toot, toot.
They never came back. Oh,
across the alley from the Alamo, when the summer sun decides to settle low, a fly sings an Indian hidey-ho to the people passing by. Across the alley from the Alamo.
It's a great neighborhood as long as you don't mind the endless parade of tourists that are there to see the Alamo. Those are the Mills Brothers and Across the Alley from the Alamo. And this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ 91.9. And this is just as good a time as any to tell you about next week's show, the Class of 1957. And we're doing something a little bit different next week. And the first song from the Class of 1957 isn't really from the Class of 57. And if that intrigues you, then be here and get the rest of the story. Okay, back to 1947, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, and they're gonna take you out to the ball game.
Well, Costello, I'm going to New York with you. You know, Bucky Harris, the Yanks manager, gave me a job as coach for as long as you're on the team.
Look, Abbott, if you're the coach, you must know all the players.
I certainly do.
Well, you know, I never met the guys, so you'll have to tell me their names, and then I'll know who's playing on the team.
Oh, I'll tell you their names, but you know, strange it may seem, they give these ball players nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Strange names, pet names, like Dizzy Dean and...
His brother Daffy.
Daffy Dean.
I'm their French cousin.
French?
Gouffet.
Gouffet Dean, oh, I see. Well, let's see, we have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You're going to be the coach too?
Yes.
And you know the fellow's name?
Oh, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing
who
first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell
that's
me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Look, you got a first baseman?
Certainly.
Who's playing first?
That's right.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
All I'm trying to find out is the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy that gets the
that's
money.
That's it.
Who gets the money?
He does, every dollar. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Look, all I want to know is when you sign up the first baseman, how does he sign his name to
Who?
The contract? The guy.
Who?
How does he sign his
That's
name?
That's how he signs it.
Who?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Well, don't change the players.
I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy, buddy.
I'm only asking you, who's the guy on first base?
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on
who's
second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Oh, he's on third. We're not talking about him. Now, let's begin.
How did I get on third base?
Why, you mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again.
Yeah,
look, will you stay on third base
right.
and don't go off it?
All right, what do you want
to
know?
Now, who's playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
What am I putting on third?
Oh, what is on second?
You don't want who on second?
Who is on first?
I don't know. Third base? Outfield?
Sure.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
Who is playing first?
I'm not. Stay out of the infield. I want to know what's the guy's name in left field.
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on
who's
second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field.
He is center field. Look, you got a pitcher on the team.
Sure.
The pitcher's name.
Tamara.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you,
then
man.
Go ahead.
Tamara.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you're going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen, who is not pitching?
I'll break your arm, you say, who's on first. I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
Got a catcher?
Certainly.
The catcher's name.
Today.
And tomorrow's pitcher.
Now you've got it.
All we got is a couple of days on the team. You know, I'm a catcher, too.
So they tell me.
I get behind the plate, do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and a heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Now, the heavy hitter bunts the ball. When he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I'm going to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Is to throw the ball at first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get it. Now, who has it?
Naturally.
Who?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No, you don't. You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's different.
That's what I said.
You're not saying that.
I throw the ball to naturally.
You throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
That's what I said.
Listen, you ask me.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Now you ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
Same as you.
Don't change them around.
Same as you.
Go ahead, now get it over.
I throw the ball to who? Whoever it is drops the ball and the guy runs a second.
Yes.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to? I don't know. I don't know. Throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What?
I said I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
I'm an idiot. Come on.
That is definitely a riotous routine from Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, and it is their legendary Who's on First? And it's good to finally know all of the names of the players, huh? Well, here's a funny name for you, Eddie Cleanhead Vinson, and his class of 1947 tune is the Old Maid Blues, which sounds like another Abbott and Costello routine.
Ten more good years, your youth will all be gone.
We will return, and when we do, we'll have our time-traveling turntables all plugged in and ready to go for the class of 1957. And that'll put us smack dab in the middle of that first rock and roll wave. And so our Get Out of Here tune is Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys and that old Sugar Moon.
When it's sugar cane time, along around about June,
tell me,
I'll be walking with sugar, meet the old sugar moon. Gonna drop her a line to expect me soon.
Home,
say, huh? I'm craving some sugar, meet the old sugar moon. I can see her right now, she'll get the calendar down, scratch a circle around the date we're altar bound. When it's sugar cane time, long around about June, wedding bells will be chiming neath the old sugar moon.
Oh, Kelso.
I'll be getting them soon.
I know what you
sugar
mean.
Sugar kisses from sugar, neath the old sugar moon. I'm a dreaming sweet dreams of all the loving I'll get. I get back to my pet. Oh, Lordy, how I'll fret. Till it's sugar cane time, long around about June. I'll be walking with sugar,
neath
the old sugar moon.
This is KPTZ 91.9 in Port Townsend. Stay tuned because next you get to take a blues journey with Taylor.
It's artistic, it's eclectic, it's a musical scene. KPTZ rides a radio beam 24/7 in the city of dreams. Oh!
Well, friends, that's going to do it to it for another trip down memory lane. Be sure to join us next time when we bring you another year and another class of great tunes. So I'll see you then, and we'll talk again.